We are here with Eagles defensive backs coach Corey Unlin. And we look back to Thursday night. The Eagles gave up a lot of acreage to the New York Giants, but only one touchdown pass allowed, Corey. And before we get into the big picture conversation here, let's talk about the approach on Thursday. Obviously, it was to, I mean, I don't think bend but not break is the right term. How would you describe it?
He's just going to throw the ball. He doesn't hold on to it. So you can blitz, as Jim would say, you can bring everybody in the back end and blitz all 11 guys. Ball's coming out. Even if they didn't block one guy, the ball's coming out. So you got to mix it up, and I think Jim's done a good job of that all year, understanding the quarterbacks and how to attack them. And I would not say bend but don't break, but we're going to play coverage and make him throw that ball into places he doesn't want to, and hopefully you can get him to make a mistake. And I wouldn't say he made that many mistakes Thursday night, but we ended up with some balls in our hands, which obviously was huge. It's been a while since we've made enough plays to help win a game, and guys were ready to play. Short week, like they always are. It was just good to see them go out there and make some plays so we could end up finishing the game.
Malcolm Jenkins really came up big in that game and has come up big repeatedly this season. How has he played this year?
I think he's played just like he always plays. Been obviously productive in there. I would say he probably doesn't have as many opportunities around the football as he did last year, even though he's played in the nickel since Ron Brooks got hurt, obviously. But he's played at a high level. Obviously, it was great to see him. I mean, fast start to the game. Two tackles, ends up making a huge third down stop on the first third down of the game. They tried to pick him with Odell in there. Slid right through, great play. And then, obviously, two plays later on the next drive, he ends up picking that ball off to go to the house. And then Watt obviously gets hurt with the concussion protocol. He's out. Then he's got to slide back and play safety. Ends up making two plays back there as the safety, one of them for an interception. Big knockdown on another play that they tried to throw to Odell up the sideline. So he's played well. Nothing's changed for him.
Are there a lot of safeties in this league who can also slide into the nickel?
I think it's going that way. The way that the offenses are trending with all the wideouts on the field every snap. I mean, we're not playing that much base defense anymore. So if you want to keep base out there and be able to, play your defenses and not have to sub every time that they sub, then most of them, I think it's trending that way. There's still obviously some, I guess, typical box safety guys in the league, but it's hard because as soon as an offense knows you have a guy like that, they're going to find a way to put him in a bad spot.
Corey, the Eagles were really excited when Rodney McLeod joined the team to pair with Malcolm. Yep. Has it gone as you hoped it would go?
Yeah, I think it has. Absolutely it has. Those guys fuel each other. They compete every single day with each other. Great in the meeting room. He's a smart, smart player, plays great in the deep part of the field, can tackle in the open field. And I think that both of their mindsets and their IQ has been a great, great just mix, not only for those two, but for the entire room, for everybody else. They both keep me on top of my game at all times. So it's been great. Blessed to have him.
At the cornerback position, really a group that plays hard, that battles. How would you kind of assess what you've seen through 15 games?
We only got one left here, but they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. Obviously, it hasn't been perfect. Given up some plays, haven't made enough plays. We've obviously been in a lot of these games, and I think the biggest difference was just in that little stretch there where, not a little, that five-game stretch, we had some opportunities to make plays. We couldn't make them. And then, hence, you don't end up winning the game there at the end of a couple of those. And I would say this, obviously, when you look at the record, and it's hard to say, like, yeah, it's panned out the way we wanted it to, but I wouldn't ask for anybody else out there right now. Those guys have played hard. We needed to make some more plays, and we just didn't in that stretch. And that's why I think it was great for us as a room and for those players to go out there and make some plays on Thursday night and help us win that game.
Let's talk about a couple players individually, if you can kind of overview how they've played this year. Liotis,
yeah,
how's he done?
He's done good. He's obviously given up some plays. That obviously the play that he would want back and we would all want back would be the one against obviously Washington when it went over his head. He's done a good job of competing all year. Obviously, he ended up getting us back into that game after he gave that one up with the pick six and then kind of turned that game around for us, gave us a chance at the end. I like him. He's a smart cat. Works hard every single day. And we'll see where it goes from there. But I'm pleased where he's at. Obviously, I don't ever want to see a ball go over his head for a touchdown like that. But the best thing about him is nothing affects him. Right back to the sideline. By the time I got to him a minute later, I said, hey, man, you just got to let that go. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then he goes out there four plays later and ends up picking a ball off for a touchdown. So I think we all, obviously, as we look back on it, could be better at some point during the season. But he's done a good job, especially in the room and helping everybody else. So
how about Nolan Carroll?
Nolan's battled all year. Good. I'm proud of him. He's giving up some plays. He's just like everybody else. You know, I think we were just kind of inconsistent there at times, but I wouldn't want anybody else out there either than Nolan. Obviously, huge fourth down play there at the end of the game. Would have liked to have seen that be the end of it, but we ended up going back out there and had to make a play there, obviously, with Terrence Brooks at the end. But Nolan's the same guy. You know him. Mm-hmm. I mean, shows up every single day. Doesn't matter what happens. Works, grinds, does what he can to get better every single day. And, again, same as everybody else. Obviously, love to see him make some more plays.
Kind of defines what a true professional is. It comes back from that injury and really blessed. Is there every day, right?
Yeah. Blessed for all those guys in that room. Yeah. Blessed, yeah.
And then Jalen Mills, who's played 60-plus percent of the snaps, has really learned a lot for a seventh-round draft pick being thrown into the fire.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I mean, he's grown every single day he's been here. Obviously, got, you know, when Brooks, he got hurt, he got thrust in there, never blinked. He has not been perfect by any means. Ended up playing outside with that rotation that we've had with all three of those guys moving in and out at corner. And then, obviously, Jalen Watkins gets hurt. He's been taking snaps in practice still at the nickel every once, not a lot, but some. And he hopped back out there, didn't even blink, and went back out there and played. So Jalen's grown up a lot obviously throughout the season. More experience you get, obviously, it's the best thing for you. And I see that he's got a high ceiling. I think he's going to get better as he continues to go, and I see him playing in this league for a long time.
Year one to year two for that young kid, how important will that be? I mean, he's got to be wiped out after all this football that he's played.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Biggest difference, obviously, from the time frame wise and the rep. I mean, we're playing for over 20 weeks. So that was a huge adjustment for him. He did need a little shock to his system there about halfway through. You can see he was kind of not hitting a wall, but like, wow, we were halfway done.
Yeah.
But to get through this season and then go into the off season, and not even talking about next year, but to be in the off season program again and have done it and played in this system, been through everything. Yeah, I mean, showing up and going to work every single day, taking care of your body. He'll be a different guy next year, and obviously we hope he's better.
Corey, one game to go, beat the Cowboys. Let's finish with a little bit of a smile on our faces.
I agree with that.
Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app.